Hawaii's rich spoken word heritage is thriving, and I went looking for one of its practitioners recently. Educator Navid Najafi goes by Il Nomadic. That's his MC name. He was just hired as Learning Programs Coordinator at Shangri-La, and I know he's been busy releasing new material, too.
The climate has changed now. You know, we're in a situation now where truth has been coming to the surface rapidly. And so a lot of people that didn't want to hear certain things are now looking towards those things, because a lot of what they had their faith in is kind of crumbled in a sense, you know. So
talk to us about your most recent release.
Yeah, so
really
I just
jumps into that topic.
Right, so I just put out a song called Breathe featuring Omni MC, who's a MC from Philadelphia, but she's been in Hawaii over a year now. Produced by Noho Kai, who is one of my oldest friends. He's in the Bay Area now. So he produced the beat, and we released a song called Breathe. And it's just about the moment, basically. Embracing the moment, realizing who you are, recognizing your responsibility, and just breathing and grounding yourself and being able to overcome challenges.
The system we live is an endless debate over youth and decay. The cycle I played in a mystic crusader through wisdom and stages. I move with the day, no doubt, like the moon with the tide. My movements arrive in tune with the ayah. We be the proof in the higher Lemurian mood, renewed by the fire. I keep my ancestors close and their secrets closer. Now
I've done a lot of features lately. There's a band called Brighter Side of Soul. They're a Hawaii-based band. They put out a song called Enough is Enough. There's a few of us MCs featured on it, and the last 2 minutes or so are just instrumental because we are inviting other lyricists, poets, to put their pieces on top of it. Yeah, so that was a really cool project. Brighter Side of Soul, or BSOS, it's called Enough is Enough.
Wow, what a group that must be.
Yeah, it's actually Shri from the Quadrophonics.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it's his band.
Wow.
Album coming out from my super grouper's partner named Driftin Limerick. He used to go by Illicit.
Oh, you're kidding.
So yeah, he changed his moniker. Driftin Limerick, his solo album is coming out, produced by Otoro on Zembu Records. Keith Cross is also featured on that. And Keith Cross, a.k.a. Dr. Bars, is one of the artists in the 8x8 exhibition. So this is our crew. Punahele, of course, has been making new music. He put out an album a few months ago called From Beneath Mauna Kea, all recorded on the Mauna, in vans, trucks, cars, while he was up there last summer. So that album came out. I was also featured on that. And actually also have a performance coming up for the Hawaii Contemporary Art Summit. Myself, Punahele, Driftin Limerick, and Dr. Bars with Otoro. That's going to wrap up the Art Summit, actually. It's the ending of the Art Summit, I think February 13th.
Never mentioned, an extension nonetheless to Il Nomadic seeking self-reflection.
I'm definitely grateful just to have opportunities to speak and have all these amazing collaborators and people that want to work with me and want to hear what I have to say, and definitely grateful. And then being in this position at the Shangri-La is an amazing opportunity. I mean, I get to be around art and think about art and public engagement and how to connect people to things that I'm very familiar with and that, you know, I've been doing for years. You know, every time I go into a classroom, the first thing I do is perform, first of all, because you have to establish your credibility with the kids. And then I tell them where I'm from. I tell them I'm from Iran and tell them a little bit about my story and the history of where I'm from. And it's all in hopes of inspiring people, and especially kids, to tell their own stories. You know, I always leave them with this idea that if you don't tell your own stories, other people are going to tell your stories and they're not going to get it right. You know, so you have a responsibility to speak up for yourself, for your community, you know, for your family. And a lot of times we might be disconnected or displaced from those things, from our families, knowing our heritage, where we come from, our cultures, but they're all within you still, you know, and creativity is, I think, the best tool to tap into that and be able to bring that out. So
what did you find about your Iran-ness in Hawaii?
The most important reason why I'm here is because of Hawaiians. You know, it's because of Hawaii and Hawaiians allowing me to come into their spaces and learn their ways and learn about their culture and the values of aloha aina. I mean, those are all things that my grandfather taught me in Iran. You know, respecting nature, like seeing nature as your elder, seeing nature as your chief. I find a lot of parallels, and I think, and I say this too, like getting closer to Hawaiians and learning more about Hawaiians made me want to be more Persian, made me want to be closer to Iran. And that's what I want to do with my connection to Iran, is I want to inspire others to connect to themselves and to their own cultures and tell their own stories. You know, like inclusion is really important, and, you know, essentially we're all human beings and we're all having this human experience, but diversity is also very important. You know, we shouldn't lose our cultural heritage. We shouldn't lose our cultural identity. We should share those things freely and learn from each other.
Some people don't have that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I mean, you might not have that direct, clear connection, but you do have that. Everybody has that. We all come from somewhere.
Can we just choose?
I mean, in a lot of ways we can. So we do this exercise in our workshops with kids where we're retracing our, we call it like your tail. So your tail is your story, but it's also like, if you think about it, like you have a tail, like this long line behind you that led to you being here in this moment, you know, and these are lives and generations of people that make up your ancestry. So you go as far back as you know, so your parents, your grandparents, and then at a certain point, no one knows, right? Uh-huh. So then you use your creative imagination and you start creating, and you could talk about nature, you could talk about elements. A lot of kids don't have parents or might not even know their immediate family, you know? So that's where your creativity, and I believe, I mean, this is personal belief, but I believe that we have genetic memory, and I believe that your intuition and that voice, that inner voice, is guiding you and leading you back and forward. And even if you don't know, you could start your line today. You know, you are the ancestors of the future, right? So how do you want to establish who you are and who your descendants are going to be? You know, even if you don't know who your ancestors are, you are an ancestor. So embrace that and create this line, that's this legacy that you want to extend out into the future. I think creativity and art and imagination are powerful tools to be able to connect to that.
MC educator Navid Najafi. He's one of the people you'll meet when you visit Shangri-La. Find his music on any of your favorite music platforms under Il Nomadic.
Crusader through wisdom and stages, I move with the day. No doubt, like the moon with the time, my movements arrive in tune with the ayah. We be the proof in the higher Lemurian moon, renewed by the fire. I keep my ancestors close and their secrets closer. Now I be speaking for my people made to flee borders. The ones who build the bombs, can they hear the children? Do they feel the pain?